Flashy Bulls, the sire, 37 winners in his first crop. Three have won stakes and three others have placed in stakes. That bears repeating. 37 winners the last on July 29 at Saratoga, and six stakes horses, including a graded stakes winner, Churchill Downs, in his first crop. Flashy Lassie has won graded stakes at Churchill. Beluga Bull has won six of his seven starts, four stakes, competing in Canada. Flashy Dresser has won three of his five starts, two stakes races. Blackie the Bull is stakes placed at Golden Gate. Flashy Kid is placed in three stakes. Running Bull, stakes placed at Delaware and Parks. And Flashy Bull has sired solid winners at Santa Anita, Belmont, Ellis Park, Calder, Monmouth Park, Hawthorne. They win wherever they're asked to run. So if you want a hard-hitting runner in your racing stable, take a good look at the Flashy Bull yearlings at the upcoming sales. Flashy Bull is a grade one stakes winner of over $844,000. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. The Airdrie Stands, your key to racing profit. And remember, you'll see those Flashy Bull yearlings at the sales.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, and as usual, every Saturday morning, we're here at the Thoroughbred Center in the Clocker Stand. Very light day today. I think people thought it was going to get... track was a little on the offside. It was muddy. But not bad. We've had, I think, 25, 30 work, something like that. But they were getting it over real good, especially after the break.
Well, that bullet was a 48.
I don't know if you were on or not, Jackie. You on?
Oh, I don't know.
Now,
by
I hear
popular
you.
Demand, they turned me off. And I don't blame them.
No, it was by my request.
Oh, okay. Thank you, dear.
Anyway, we've had, it was an easy morning. It rained a little bit here.
Rained a lot at home. Paris got a lot.
That's good.
We got a 45-minute downpour. We had puddles everywhere.
That's great. Yeah. We needed it. Yeah.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we got a nice one yesterday, but this makes it extra good.
I hope my hay man is raining enough where my hay man will get a third cutting.
I'll tell you.
He said the second cutting was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and I need some hay for the winter. You know, I mean, we just. We're That's down true. On horses, but the ones we have to eat.
They have to eat.
Yeah.
And corn, the feed is going to go through the roof.
Well, what are we going to do today? Well, Tom Evans and Pam Clark from Trackside Farm over in Woodford County are going to come in at the 11 o'clock hour. They raise a lot of runners down there. And I'm going to find out a little bit more about them. Michael Bowen, I believe, is here. I think he leaves for New York tomorrow. So I think he will be here. And I'm happy to report that Dr. Doug Byers is home. And I went to see him earlier this week. Took him my Joe Palmer book. I think I've got one here. So I got an extra copy, Doug, so don't worry about it. It's all taped together with...
It is all taped together. Duct tape, scotch tape.
Yeah, it's been used to death. Doug had never read Palmer before, and he gave me a call and said how much he was enjoying it. But,
good, it's the best.
Yeah. So, but he's doing better. He is home. He's not allowed to go anywhere yet, and we're keeping tabs on him, but I know all his friends out there, of which there are many, will be happy to know that... he's feeling better. He looked almost human when I went to see him last time.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Steve Moody, who's doing the handicapper sheet now for Saratoga. Of course, he's with the Bloodstock Research Information Services. I'm going to talk to him. They're running two grade one stakes up there at Saratoga today, the Whitney. And we might talk about some of the old winners of the Whitney stakes. The first one, incidentally, well, it's a fairly new stake by my standards anyway. It didn't start until 1928. And a filly won it, Black Maria. And incidentally, she was a registered black. And
not many of those.
Yeah, I don't think they're probably now as rare as the white ones. I've seen more white horses. We've had two or three white horses, one out here now training.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any registered blacks or not. I think they all look for some kind of a brown hair or something.
Dark
quibble about it.
Well, what distinguishes them is on their flanks, if they're not black, if there's a little bit of bay color on their flanks and around their noses, that's where it usually shows up that makes them a bay rather than a black. Blacks are hard.
I would like to hear from somebody that's got a registered black.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I don't think they register dark bay browns with the thoroughbreds.
I think that's correct. And let's see, I did tell you I brought my Joe Palmer book out here, and of course Jackie does her announcements. And I tell you what we'll do for this first segment here. Why don't I take care of the KTA?
All right, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and give you all the Kentucky Bread Stakes winners from over the last weekend. That's what Mr. David Schweitzer likes me to do over to KTA, so that's what I'm going to do. We'll start out with Paintner, who won the Haskell Invitational, Grade 1, $1 million pot. And, of course, he's by Awesome Again, and he was bred by Diamond A Racing Stable, Awesome Again, at Adena Springs. That was a nice, pretty easy win for Paintner, as a matter of fact. The Diana Stakes, Grade 1 at Saratoga, went to Winter Memories, bred by the Phillips Racing Partnership, and that was a $600,000 pot. And let's see what else we've got here. The Jim Dandy, the Alpha won that. He was bred and is owned by Darley. The Lake George Stakes, also at Saratoga, it was a Grade 3. It was won by Center Court, bred by G. Watts Humphrey Jr., Louise Island Humphrey, Revocable Trust. In the San Diego Handicap, a Grade 2, Rail Trip won that, bred by Denara Thoroughbreds. Out at over at Monmouth Park, the Molly Pitcher was won by Brush by a Star. Brush by a Star is by Eddington, stands over Claiborne Farm, bred by Desmond Ryan and Barry and Ken Donworth. And let's see here. Keep right on going, Ursel. Turn the page here. The Mystic Lake Derby. It was a $150,000 pot at Canterbury, but that's a really nice pot, isn't it? Hammer's Terror won that. That's a colt. He is by Artie Schiller, and a three-year-old. And this colt's won some earlier stakes, I am sure. What else did he win? He won the Charlie Barley Stakes up at up in Canada. Placed in the Coolmore Lexington Stakes, Grade 3 out of Churchill earlier this year. And, of course, Artie Schiller at Windstar Farm. The Duchess Stakes at Woodbine went to Spirited Miss, bred by John Oxley. The Quick Call Stakes, Artist won that, bred by the JMJ Racing Stables, Jeffrey and Michael Nollander. The Jenny Wade Stakes at Penn National was won by Sensible Lady, bred by Spendthrift Farm. The Red Carpet Stakes at Penn National went to Martita Sangrita, bred by by M. Roy Jackson, not Mrs. M. Roy Jackson. The Curlin Stakes, that was at Saratoga. Street Life won that, bred by Mueller Thoroughbred Stables. The Femme Fatale Stakes, $75,000 pot at Penn National. Shrum Diddly Sumptuous won that and was bred by Liberation Farm and Aratus Thoroughbreds. And raised, incidentally, down at Trackside Farm, my guests coming in, Tom Evans and Pam Clark. They've raised a whole bunch of runners over there, and we'll find out. I'm always calling them down there to find out if they've raised this horse or not, and usually they have. The Jonathan Kaiser Novice Stakes at Saratoga, Demonstrative won that, bred by Gainsborough Farm, the Luther Burbank Handicap. Out in Santa Rosa, Cala Vista, bred by the Diamond A Racing Corporation, the Sandy Rose Stakes at Saratoga, Alora Michelle, bred by Sienna Farms. The Stonewall Farm, Ocala, Huckessin Stakes, I guess. Pinko's Pride won that, bred by Bolane the Third. Over in Europe, the Grade One Prix Rothschild went to Elusive Kate, bred by Clove Valley Farms. That's a Kentucky bred. The Prix Palais in France went to Smoking Gun, bred by Flaxman Holdings. I believe that about wraps it up over there. And that took care of a segment. How about that?
Well, good for you.
Yeah, how about that? Got that out of the way, so I'll just do a commercial or two and come back and you can do some announcements
okay.
If you want to put the book away. What is that you're reading?
Herodotus. Don't ask.
Well, last Saturday at Monmouth Park, the Grade 2 $200,000 Molly Pitcher Stakes was won by Brush by Star, 4-year-old filly by Eddington. That same day, Allura Michelle, a 3-year-old filly by Arch, won the $100,000 Nanny Rose Stakes at Saratoga. Brush by Star, bred by Desmond Ryan, Barry Donworth, and Ken Donworth, led all the way to take the Molly Pitcher. She'd shipped in to win the $100,000 Iowa Distaff in a previous start, and she's now earned over $304,000. Eddington's also the sire of the 2012 multiple graded stakes winner Secret Circle, winner of over $1 million. Arch is also the sire of the 2012 stakes winners Love the Way You Are, recent winner of the Grade 1 Vanity, the Grade 1 winner Hymn Book, the Grade 2 winner News Dad, the Grade 3 winner Bauble Queen, the Grade 3 winner Rothko, Mama Stakes winner All-Star Heart, and he had a Group 3 stakes winner yesterday, I believe at Goodwood. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. He's also the broodmare sire of I'll Have Another. Having a great year. Both of them. Graded sires Eddington and Arch. Stand at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years. And during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Paintner, winner last Sunday, the Grade 1 $1 million Haskell Invitational, is a 3-year-old colt by Awesome Again. Bred by the Diamond A Corporation, sold at Keeneland as a yearling for $350,000, and trained by Bob Baffert. Now, Paintner won the Haskell by widening 3 3/4 lengths. In his previous start, he was a pace-setting second to Union Rags. Just got beat a quarter length in the classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes. Paintner is the 12th Grade 1 Stakes winner and second 2012 Grade 1 Stakes winner by Awesome Again. Game On Dude, a 5-year-old son of Awesome Again, won the Grade 1 Hollywood Gold Cup. He won that on July 7th, registering his third Grade 1 win. Bred by Adina Springs and, like Paintner, trained by Bob Baffert, Game On Dude has accumulated earnings of over $2,644,000. Both Paintner and Game On Dude are Eclipse Award contenders. Of course, Awesome Again has already sired 2 Eclipse Award winners. Horse of the Year, Gosapper. He is sire of 9 2012 stakes winners, 6 of them graded stakes winners, and like his sire, nationally ranked. And the brilliant Ginger Punch, winner of over $3 million. An elite sire by any measure. His sales yearlings have averaged over $191,000 last year. Awesome Again stands at Adina Springs with the stallions Einstein, Gosapper, and Macho Uno. The latter are half-brothers of Awesome Again. Call Eric Hamelback at 987-1798 and see the website at adinastallions.com. All righty. Jackie, you want to do your announcements?
I certainly shall.
Okay.
Horse Aid Live, which is a 501c3 that takes all its money that it raises for horse rescue and gives it to other 501c3s like Michael and, you know, Canner and those mm-hmm. not-for-profit things that help find homes for racehorses. So they are having Horse Aid Live. It's a combined test and dressage show, MSCDA sanctioned, Saturday, September 15th at Masterson. Good old Masterson. Their dressage classes, they are having intro test A, B, and C, and then training level test 1, 2, and 3. And then the combined test divisions go from a 2-foot to a 3-3. So whenever they have a cross rails, I'll probably go. Which is like 6 inches. Horse Park, the farmhouse restaurant, which is the old farmhouse, still there at the Horse Park. It's a nice place. It's open Wednesday through Sunday for breakfast and lunch, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a nice place. Betsy Fishback, I think, had something to do with getting that thing going, too.
That's part of the old Walnut Hall, isn't it? That where the
yes,
Horse
it
Park is.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was one of the houses on the place.
That lake that they've got there, I don't know if you call it a lake or not.
What, where the horses dump into?
Yeah,
oh, no, the big one over there.
I went swimming in that when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Right. You know, they filmed a movie there. What was the movie? Home in Indiana.
Oh, that's a good one.
And so they came to Kentucky and filmed it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, on Wall and Hall. I can't remember who was in the movie.
I don't remember it at all.
Oh, you don't remember that? Yeah.
Probably before my time. Way. I wasn't allowed to go to movies when I was a kid. People in the back necked. That wasn't going to be a nice thing for little kids to see. So okay. I didn't get to go. Okay.
You didn't go until you could join them, right? Okay, cool.
Well, I had to move away from home. Kentucky Summer Classic. It's jumping. It started on the 1st. It ends tomorrow. It's, hey, you know they've got a tack room bar and grill by that lake now? So you can go there.
Where, at the Horse Park?
At the Horse Park. Tack room bar and grill by the lake, and you can go in there and watch the show. Because it's right there by the lake.
A bar. I didn't know they could serve, what do they serve out there? This is.
I don't know.
Got a liquor license?
I have no idea.
Golly. Yeah, I don't know.
State Park got a liquor license? I'm hearing a yes over here from our EMS. Now, from a guy that probably picks up run-over drunks, I'll take it.
Danny, if you pick some drunks up out there lately.
Once or twice he's picked them up. Now, that sounds very pleasant. Rather than sitting in those stands, you go in the tack room bar and grill and watch the show.
Yeah, that's like watching the Derby from the pub.
Exactly. Oh, here's a good one. John Nicholson, you want to vote for him? He's the head of the Horse Park. He's in the Horsemen of All Ages sale to benefit the Race for Education and the Kentucky Horse Park Foundation. If you go online and vote for him, then they will get more money.
John is in the sale?
It's called the Horsemen of All Ages sale.
Oh.
Now, here's how you get to this. You know that...
He's going to move in with you if you get... He's got 6 kids. Here they come.
Well, anyway, there's a magazine called Tops in Lex, T-O-P-S in L-E-X. Go to their homepage, and then you can click on whoever you want to vote for. So go click on John, and it benefits the Horse Park Foundation.
Oh.
So that's a good one. This weekend also, we're in the middle of the United States Equestrian Foundation's American Vaulting Association National Championship. This is kind of circusy looking. They hop up and down on horses' back and do gymnastics.
Oh, you know, that guy was out here today.
Who was?
The guy that gets on those things, rides two horses like that.
Yeah. Is that right?
Jim is Miller or something.
Why didn't you grab him and make him stay?
Well, I didn't know about it, but Dennis Nobles came riding by and said, and I know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah.
Dennis rides out here.
Yeah.
Gets on horses
good guy.
For...
Wonderful rider.
He's really good rider, yeah.
Excellent.
Gets on horses for Judmont in the afternoon, and he... anyways, galloping horses. And he went by, I can't believe it, I met so whatever his name is, so-and-so this morning. I didn't know who he was talking about.
Okay, that's what it is.
But that's who he was talking
World
about.
World champion, national championships... Vaulting. See, they tried. This is funny. when Betsy, you know, the kids were young in Pony Club, they tried to add vaulting to the Pony Club agenda, you know, jumping and cross country and dressage and all this and that kind of stuff, right? And it's mostly young girls. And young girls aren't good at vaulting because their center of gravity is lower and their arms and their top part's not as strong as men. Men are good vaulters, but not women. So it didn't work. It didn't work. They couldn't get these little girls' butts off the ground in the air to land on the horse. Isn't that funny? Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting, but I don't think they do vaulting now in Pony Club. Yeah. They may in a small way, but they thought, woo, the next big thing, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah. That was pretty handy getting on off the bar stool.
I thought you told me that that was the choir stool that up in the choir loft that you were.
Anyway. That was before we were married.
More interestingly than even than that, today's Hats Off Day at the horse park. Free admission all day and evening. Special activities for the family, equine entertainment, horse show. And it's, of course, best jumpers in the country are here for the $50,000 Rude and Riddle Kentucky Grand Prix. That's big time jumping. That's jumping like 6 feet or something.
Mm.
Out there near the pond where you used to swim, where they made a movie called Back Home in Indiana that I never heard of.
It was either Home in Indiana or I'm trying to remember who was in it, but I can't.
Some Hoosier. Anyway, starting the 7th, isn't that Monday? Yeah. United States Equestrian Foundation Pony Finals. Now, this is like the big deal, cross country and jumping and all that stuff. It's just his ponies. Mm-hmm. So it gives them a real good chance to start out and compete while they're young and while they're on little horses. And everybody likes cross country schooling days at the horse park because you can bring your horse and ride right where the Olympic team rides and all that kind of stuff. Big deal. Now, there's two coming up, which is really pretty good because they used to just do one in the summer and one in the fall. But they've got two, September 9th and the 12th. Now, the 9th is a Saturday, and the 12th is a Wednesday. So they may have gotten people who said, you know, I can't come on weekends or something, want to do it during the week. So that's the one I'd rather go to because it'd be less of a crowd on a Wednesday. It's pretty neat. So, that's what's going on at Horse Park. Thank you, Cindy Ruhlman. Our First Lady, Jane Brashear, is hosting a trail ride called Horses and Hope at the Horse Park, September 16th. Benefits Horses and Hope. That's cancer stuff.
Yeah.
That's the one where they all show up wearing pink and everything. She wears a pink. Seems like she wears a pink vest or something. You know, it's very nice. If you pre-register by September 1st, it's $65 or on-site registration $75. You can go to horsesandhope.org and find out more about it if you're interested. They had a huge turnout last time. It was great. Raised a lot of money, and it was a very nice thing for all those. Okay. The 2012 Haggard Challenge Series needs thoroughbred entries. The Haggard Challenge Series features a $10,000 High Point Thoroughbred Award following the final event. To be eligible, horses must be registered with a jockey club or have a lip tattoo. Do they tattoo standardbreds' lips?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, the Haggard Challenge is 7 Grand Prix classes to be held during the horse show series at Horse Park with only 4 classes left. There haven't been any thoroughbred entries. Are you kidding me? Got to go out there. You could win $10,000 if you're the only thoroughbred. Who cares where you finish? This is interesting. Okay. Kentucky Summer Classic.
You shouldn't announce that.
That's true. I should just go out and catch that old mare.
Yeah.
In the Kentucky Summer Classic right now, the Bluegrass Festival Horse Show, which is August, starts the 17th. That one has a Grand Prix, Haggard's Grand Prix. The Kentucky Hunter Jumper Association Horse Show, August 24th. And the National Horse Show, September 21st. Now, if you go out there, for crying out loud, it's unreal. You could qualify for $10,000. So if you want more information, go to Haggard.com. Or you can call them out there. Gee whiz, they're giving away money and nobody signed up. All right, Toba, member of the month. Member of the month is Jill M. Pritchard, newcomer to thoroughbred racing. Grew up riding, gave up the hobby. Well, she swam in college, but she likes horses. So there you are. She's a member of Toba and member of the month, as a matter of fact. Okay, Toba announces State Breeders of the Year. Oh, see, we were talking about Edward P. Ned Evans this morning. He was Breeder of the Year. His estate in Virginia. Kentucky, it's Ken and Sarah Ramsey. We could have guessed that. See if there's anybody we know of. I don't know. California is old English Rancho.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Gardner Farms is... see if there's anybody you know on this list while I go on. Out-of-state breeders. About that Rude and Riddle Grand Prix today, it starts at 4 o'clock. Cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, dinner, live auction. You can call into the auction this year. You don't have to be there. 7:30 is the $50,000 Rude and Riddle Kentucky Grand Prix in the outdoor Rolex Stadium. That's great. Okay, thoroughbred farm managers, no meeting in August, of course. They never do because they everybody's supposed to go to Saratoga. Evidently, Ursel hadn't heard that because we never go. So, Sand Lee Hay Company won the 2012 Golf Scramble. Coming up is, of course, Hats Off Kentucky today. And Sporting Clay Equine Clinic Challenge. They're going to have the Sporting Clay Classic August 25th up in Owenton. If you're interested, you need to get a hold of, go to farmmanagerskentucky.com and you'll get it. It's a big deal. Let's see. No meeting until the 5th of September.
Can I interrupt you a second?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mizzen Mast is the top 5 stakes winners this year. Ultimate Eagle has won the Grade 2 Stroob Stakes out at Santa Anita. He won the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby and the Grade 2 Oak Tree last year. He's earned over $467,000. Ms. Direction has won the Grade 3 Monrovia Stakes at Santa Anita and the Las Youngas Handicap and Clocker's Handicap also at Santa Anita. She won a place in 5 other stakes last year, and she's earned nearly $374,000. Wicked Miz won Delaware's Gopher Wand Stakes and his stakes placed in New York. Lord Sinclair has won 2 of his 3 starts in France, including the listed Prix Montensica. Mizzen Mast sired versatile, hard-hitting runners. He sired 3 Grade 1 stakes winners. They win sprinting, they win over a distance of ground, and they've won stakes on every type of racing services at all distances, as far as up to a mile and a quarter, and major tracks from coast to coast, and in the USA, of course, in the USA, in Canada, Italy, and Japan. So if you want a runner, buy a Mizzen Mast yearling, or breed the Mizzen Mast in 2013. Stands over Judmont Farm with the young Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. And see the website at judmont.com. Tom Biederman, Real Estate and Auctioneers. That's BiedermanBrokerage.com. He's got great properties for sale. He'd love to be able to list yours. I know that he gets the job done. I know 2 or 3 farms that he sold just here recently. I don't know if anybody else is selling them, but Tom is. And, the firm, since he started advertising with the show, not that we had much to do with that, but it's certainly, wow, it's grown.
Sure has.
And even in this economy, he's doing good.
Yes.
And that's because...
Even selling stuff close to us.
Yeah. He's a professional, man.
Oh, he is. He's a nice guy, too.
He's nice. Somebody in trust.
And honest, yeah.
Yeah, he's absolutely somebody you want representing you at a closing. You know, that kind of a person. Got a beautiful place over on Pisgah Pike. It's 28 and a half acres. It's called Glen Lake. It's got a renovated 1856 antebellum residence. It's just drop-dead gorgeous place. Five-stall barn, plank fences, paddocks, and it's reasonably priced as far as that goes. Got a lovely place over on Greenwich. It's over 300 acres. Turnkey, 100 stalls. I tell you what, it's nice. And Elkchester Pike, Georgetown Road over in Bourbon County, and another place on Greenwich, Leestown Road, Keene Road, you name it, he's got it. And he'd be he would really like to help you out. Here's how you get in touch with Tom. It's biedermanbrokerage.com, B-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, brokerage.com. Here's his number. It's an easy number, 277-2030, 277-2030. That's Tom Biederman, real estate and auctioneer. Well, the great Tisnow currently ranks eighth on the general sire list with the earners of nearly $4.5 million, six stakes winners, five of them graded stakes winners. Career-wise, Tisnow has sired 42 stakes winners, 24 graded stakes winners, and 9 grade 1 stakes winners. One of the 24 graded stakes winners is Tis Deja Vu, a brilliant runner. Came awfully close to becoming his sire's 10th grade 1 winner. He set all the pace in the 10 furlong Secretariat Stakes to finish third. They couldn't catch him, however, in four other graded stakes, three of them at Churchill Downs, where he was virtually unbeatable. Another at Arlington Park. In fact, he retired as his sire's leading North American graded stakes winner. Tis Deja Vu's first foal to arrive this year. You're going to be impressed. Stands at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. It's a good farm to know for boarding or breeding or sales. A full-service facility. For more information, contact the farm at 252-3770. Check the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All righty. Jackie,
okay,
you want to get back
more
to that?
Yes, sir. Antebellum Farm, which is a really nice place. Nancy Newton's place out on Yarnelton. She's going to have her second show August the 19th. If you are interested and you want really more information, antebellumfarm.com. They have a dressage classes and combined training. They got a nice little stadium course. Oh, they got cross rails. Oh, and you can go as slow as you want. Oh, I just might go. And they go all the way up to 311 intermediate. And the dressage classes are, they start with test A and test B, introduction level through training, all the way up to second and through fourth level. So it's nice. And if you're interested, it's a good time. It really is. Let me see if I got a phone number here for Nancy Newton. Yes, I do. 253-1839. She's such a nice lady. Her son, Chris, of course, is the vet now, all grown up and got kids and works out at Haggard's, I think. Yeah. Nice people. It's a nice, laid-back, friendly show. Huh?
You hope, huh?
Well, anyway, if you are interested in riding lessons and an adult camp, call Joyce Brinsfield. I think they're going to have one starting Wednesday, she told me. And her number is 948-2632 or JB Bally High, and it's B-A-L-L-Y High at AOL.com. Now, Bally High was her wonderful, wonderful mare that she had, and just loved. That's where the name comes from. And her fiancé, Mr. Sterling, is in Portugal now, driving on the United States team, the driving team, and they're going somewhere like in Europe to compete this weekend. They have, as I understand it, they have a series of competitions around Europe, and then she's going in September, so I think that's when the grand finale is. Anyway, Joyce, a great girl, 948-2632. If you want to do a little something nice, call Central Kentucky Riding for Hope. They're always looking for volunteers. If you have any horse background at all, that helps. If not, they can find something else for you to do, or they can teach you. So give them a call, 231-7066. They're nice people. At Masterson, as always, during the summer, there are summer bird dressage schoolings every Wednesday. The next one is the 8th, and there are five in the month of August. Let's see, this weekend, Mid-South Upper Training, Upper Level Testing, that's Mid-South Pony Club. August 11th, 12th is the Summer School Mini Trial. August 15th, Summer Sizzle Mini Trial. And September 15th is the Summer Bird Dressage Show. So, it's a lot of fun. It's, October 25th is the Woodsford Hounds Hound Show. So there you are. If you've got a trailer and it needs repair, go to Sally Vans. Call them. They do an excellent job. I mean, that's their business. Why wouldn't they? I know people now that go there, and they're as pleased as they can be. So give Sally a call or go to Sally Vans. I don't know if it's sallyvan.com or what. Oh, yeah, that's what else I was going to say. The guys at Lexington Computer Clinic over in Hamburg Place, they're in the Meyer Building. They have done such an extraordinary job making sure my computer runs. And, I mean, it's extraordinary. One of them came out yesterday because I had been in there a few times, and a whole lot of it is that I don't know, and they will give you computer lessons. $20 for 30 minutes worth of computer lessons, and for somebody that didn't grow up with a computer, it's a wonderful place to go. It's at Hamburg in Myers. Their number is 263-7374, and there you are. They're great. Okay, Michael's here. Oh, Michael's got his.
Yeah, let me take a commercial there, and we'll get right back to Michael. Well, it's not too late to check out HIP number 132 in next week's Saratoga sales. HIP 132 is a colt by the hair, out of a daughter of a grade one winner and a grade one producer, and he's in barn three. De Hare, sire of the graded stakes winning filly Gypsy Robin, and his first small test crop is a grade one winner by Awesome Again, who was represented by his 12th grade one stakes winner, when Peyton won the $1 million Haskell Invitational last Sunday. And it's noteworthy that De Hare's full sister, Spun Sugar, also won grade one stakes. And did you notice that 516, a colt from the first crop by champion Invisor, finished second in the $100,000 curling stakes last Friday? And just a couple of days earlier, Holy Invader, yet another runner by Invisor, led from flag fall to finish to post his fourth win, taking an allowance test at Parks. 516 is the second promising stakes horse from Invisor's first crop. De Hare Invisor, Albertus Maximus Intadab, Jazzle, and Mustanfar stand at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stay manager Ken Barnes, and check the website at shadwellfarm.com. Michael, have you seen Ralph Quillen's new brochure that he put out
here? Yeah, and I saw his ad in our magazine, too.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's nice. Okay, we'll talk about that magazine in just a minute. But Ralph, this came with the Blood Horse, one of their supplements. Oh, yeah, there's a...
This is beautiful.
He got you in the picture, though.
I know, that's too bad.
Yes.
Can't have everything.
Especially all the class there with Walinda, the horse you're showing.
Yeah, there's a lot of class in that picture, and it all comes from the equine department.
It says, congratulations, old friends. Quill and Leather intact since 1982, offering outstanding personal service and quality leather goods worldwide. Over 17,000 halters a year are produced in our Paris, Kentucky shop. Call, click, or come by. That would be Quillen.com.
That's it.
And if you want to come by, you go down Lexington Parish Road, and you go to the third stoplight in the parish, and look to your left, and there's old Ralph sitting out on the front porch rocking. No, he's not.
This is wonderful, this magazine.
Is I know, but I was expecting an amazing job that the Daily Race Report would do, but I never expected anything close to how it came out. But anyway, so Ralph's got an intern in the Blood Horse. He's got this ad. I'm telling you, he's going to be stuck in the shop all time making stuff. He's not going to be able to get out with all this publicity.
Does it down at Willie's down here on North Broadway is where he's going to probably open up a branch.
Yeah, Willie's, is that right? Willie's Bar and Grill?
Willie's Bar and Music Place.
All right. Well, that's Quillen Tack and Leather, and it's a great shop to go to, a great gift shop. Go see him now. Well, Springy Lass has already sired three stakes horses in his first crop to race, 2-year-olds this year. Last Saturday, Colonial Downs, the Jamestown Stakes, was won by A Lover's Question, a 2-year-old filly by Spring at Last. Spring in the Air, another filly by Spring at Last, ran second in the $150,000 Shady Wells Stakes on July 15th at Woodbine. And Just Gone also competed in Canada, won a maiden special first time out, and then finished second in stakes on July 21. That the first foals by Spring at Last are coming out running comes as no surprise to the breeders, who sent over 200 mares to him his first two seasons at stud. They were impressed by his confirmation, like what they saw in his first foals. Spring at Last is a grade one stakes winner of over $1,139,000. He's by the top sire Silver Deputy out of the Dynaformer mare Winter's Gone, dam of three graded stakes winners, two grade one. Spring at Last stands at Windstar Farm, home of three of the top 10 sires on the 2012 sire list. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett and see the website at Windstar Farm. .com. All right, let me see one of those. Let me see that.
This thing is beautiful. Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. I wish you'd look at that.
A new Old Friends magazine put out by the Daily Racing Form. Home for retired thoroughbreds and one broken down old white guy who's in charge.
You got me, that's right.
From Boston.
That is right. But this is absolutely sensational. I just can't get over what a great job they did on these horses. And I really want to, you know, you just did the ad for Windstar. They took the ad on the back page. It's got a great picture of commentator.
Yeah.
And, a great son of Distorted Humor stands over there, of course. I mean, it's just, it's hard to, I'm speechless, and that doesn't happen that often.
I've never heard it happen.
I'm going to bring one over and leave one over at Dr. Byers.
Oh, good, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, yeah, that's great.
We've got an Adina Springs helping you out with Ed.
Yeah, Wines on Vine.
Wines on Vine. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good. West Point Thoroughbreds.
There's Ralph, of course.
Quillen.
Sally Vans has a great ad. Breeders' Cup took out an ad.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really nice. I just totally flabbergasted.
Jay Hoveday's got an article in here.
We're having a big party at Saratoga on Thursday night.
Oh,
you're driving up tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. And it's going to be at the Washington Inn. It's free. And from 6:30 to 8, open bar. Free and open bar, so I'm surprised you're not going to get in a plane and go up there.
Well, we might
free
drive.
And open bar. Come on,
drive.
Let's go.
We can drive.
Yeah. You can
get
stay
the
with
big
me in
gray
the basement.
Dog.
They give me the cellar room. It's the Boris Karloff suite in the basement of the Washington Inn. They let me have it for free, or otherwise I couldn't afford the prices.
There you go.
But it's going to be a great party. Edgar Prado's coming, and Rosie Napravnik, and I've got to call Chris McCarron, because I think Chris is going to be up there for the Hall of Fame inductions the following day.
Oh, okay. He was up here this morning. Didn't get to talk to him. We were busy. But
it's been
that's
who's
really
that,
wonderful.
Don? You two, you talking about
Chris McCarron?
Chris.
Oh yeah, he was here. Don Combs was here. Had his other knee done.
Yeah, he's about five.
Yeah. He grew 3 inches.
3 inches.
They straightened up those bow legs on
he
Don.
He was pretty. He was pretty tall to begin with.
Well, he's taller now.
That's good.
He's
for
doing
him.
Good. He had both knees replaced.
Wow, yeah. That is great.
This is a great magazine.
Yeah, Tasha did a great job.
The photographer.
I love this picture of there's a picture I think of Marquetry beating me. Oh, there it is. Look at the way he's looking at me. Like, is that all you have?
This is radio.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
But there's a picture of a horse racing.
Where can we pick? Yeah. Where can people get this magazine?
Well, they can get it. They can call the office, and we'll mail it to them. It's $10 and $5 for shipping and handling. Remember, we talked about handling.
Yes.
Last week, but shipping and handling, and or if they come by, they can buy it for $10.
Where?
And it's got at the at our gift shop.
Oh.
It's also going to be available at the Hall of Fame gift shop up in New York. And
okay.
Some other various places that I can
that's what I
to
was,
take it.
Yeah.
But here's the really
I'll
great thing about
Quillen's
the racing
would
farm. Yes.
Call Ralph, because I bet he does. He's
we'll
got
bring
Ursula's
some up to
CD.
Ralph.
Yeah.
But they the racing form is so great about this. They published all of this, and they I guess they made their costs with the great advertisers, and so. The $10 purchase price, all of it goes to Old Friends.
I tell you what's great.
100%.
Besides you getting the money, They got the PPs of all these horses.
It's unbelievable. Look who's last. Look who's last. It's perfect.
Zippy Chippy.
He's last even in the book with the Z. Zippy Chippy. He's last
that's
even in the book.
Wonderful. Poor old Zippy.
Look at that list.
How many starts? 100?
What's the highest buyer speed figure he ever ran, Ursula? 30? No, there's a 33.
There's a bunch of zeros there. Yeah, here's a 42.
Wow, that was a big
one. He burned up the track that day, didn't he?
That's when he had some
good rides. Well, I wanted to get early there one night. Look, he ran third in his second start with a 48. Oh, my God. Here's at Belmont Park.
Yeah.
Special weight of 61 and ran third.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
For those uninitiated,
those days of early
100
promise,
equals
soon disintegrated
the track record
into futility.
Or something like that. Anyway, the higher the number. You want up in the close to 100 as you can get.
And he wasn't racing without any Lasix or Buick back then, see?
Oh, yeah.
Old Zippy.
Heaven knows what he was racing with towards the end.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or well, not racing with.
The horse
didn't do any good.
Probably running clean because he didn't want him to win at the end.
This has come out just in time because the horse industry has taken all kind of blows.
Yes.
And this is beautiful, and that's just such a wonderful thing. Look at that WinStar commercial on the back.
It's not a commercial, dear. I did a WinStar commercial a little
bit. That's an ad.
Yeah, right.
That's an ad.
Yeah.
A WinStar ad. Isn't that nice? Thanks to them for supporting this.
Oh,
that is
great.
A gorgeous picture.
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's worth buying the thing itself.
Better answer that. Somebody might be trying to give you money.
I'm not answering it right now.
Okay.
100 starts and didn't win. Here's a minus zero. Speed ratings. I've never seen minus zeros.
You'll see
zeros.
Three races in a row where he dwelt.
He got left
three
at the
in
gate.
A row. I bet there's hardly any horse in history that dwelt three times.
Tired outside, inside tired, dual tired, trailed, drifted, bore out on the first turn, wide, checked, bore out,
certain,
outrun, outrun.
There's a certain kind of poetry to all this.
It is, isn't it? You go in those hippie cafes and read that. Woohoo!
I think that's great. I think
and
I'll do that.
So tight, they wouldn't know the
I
difference.
Think that's. I think far that's. I'm going to go
man.
To the parting glass. I'm going to go to the parting glass up in Saratoga. And
okay.
Give a dramatic reading of
do that.
Zippy Chippy's comment line in the Daily
yeah.
Racing Forum. Good picture of Bucky Sally.
It is, isn't it? Good old Bucky. That's nice that he comes out. Who's tinkling around here?
I don't know. This is terrible.
Michael.
I'm
well, this is beautiful. My word.
Barbara Livingston's going to. Oh, on Friday night, our party, Barbara Livingston's coming and Steve Crist and
nice.
A lot of people from the Racing Forum. And some
wonderful.
Owners and trainers.
And where is
it's
this?
It's in New York.
I know it's at Saratoga.
It's at the Washington. It's right on Broadway. You can't miss it. It's a big
okay.
White House on the top of the hill. And I'm hoping that enough people show up that there'll be a traffic jam so people will be able to find it easy.
Good. That'd be wonderful.
Thursday night traffic jam in Saratoga.
That's fantastic. I'm sure there's a stake that day. Do you know what?
I don't know what the stake is on Thursday, but they got the Sword Dancer coming up, which is my favorite race. Oh, and this is really neat. They're giving us a table on Traverse Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
With food on it?
No, there's an idea. Maybe I can push my luck. No, but for a long
you might
time
have to
it was
carry
hard.
Your own.
It was hard, but Naira's been great. Naira even took out an ad in there. And
this is yours, by
great.
The way.
Thank you. A plate. I can get Diane to fill it up again.
Yeah, fill it up. Diane sends us in muffins or
one of these
things.
Ours.
Both
yes.
Of them. Both of them.
Oh, well, that's often. Nice.
These are beautiful.
Yeah. I'll sign it in a very sincere manner just for you, so it'll become a collectible. It'll be worth $10.01. Or maybe maybe it'll be $9.99. Who's guarded up?
Probably discounted.
And it's all in color.
Woo-hoo. I know. It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Barbara took all those fabulous pictures, or most of them. Rick Capone, who is one of our volunteers and a wonderful photographer, he's a sports editor of the Woodford Sun, he took some of the pictures, too.
Oh, Diane wrote the article about the little miniature horse you've got.
Yeah,
little
he tries to take credit for coming up with the whole idea for Old Friends.
Well, as I recall, he did.
Well, there you go.
You were just there.
Yeah.
You and
I was just taking dictation.
Diane's mother.
Yeah, Diane's mother, thank God. Hey, we just paid off that loan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, but he was talking about
Sunshine Forever is now free and clear.
Somebody asked Michael one time, how did you start this? I said, he started going, I said, first you take your mother-in-law's retirement.
Yeah, take her to the bank and tell her her money's not doing any good in there. She could do some good with it. And she
that
did, thank goodness.
Bless
Marguerite Wright. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got to interrupt you guys.
Okay.
Well, it's never too early to book a mare for 2013. For instance, it might be a good idea to book now that 'Tis Wonderful. He was a brilliant stakes winner at two, and he has already sired a pair of impressive maiden special winners in his first crop, one at Churchill Downs, a track where 'Tis Wonderful posted two graded stakes wins as a two-year-old, the other at Arlington Park. 'Tis Wonderful is one of two sons of champion 'Tis Now, who currently ranks eighth on the general sire list, standing at Spendthrift Farm. The other is the multiple grade one stakes winner 'Tis Way, winner of over $1,359,000. 'Tis Way won last year's renewals of the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational and the Grade 1 Metropolitan, and he was an Eclipse Award finalist. 'Tis Way received a full book of mares in his first season at stud this year. Also presently at Spendthrift for the stallions Arch, 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 Into Mischief, Line of David, Notional, Patio Prada, Temple City, Warrior's Reward, and Wilburn. Give Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell or Ned Toffee a call. Number over at Spendthrift is 294-0030. See the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at FrisNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950. The American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at FrisNet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, Giant's Causeway is the nation's number one ranked sire again this year. He sired, to date, 120 stakes winners, among them 63 graded stakes winners. One of the 63 is the multiple grade one stakes winner in grade one place Cowboy Cal, winner of over $1 million. Cowboy Cal won 5 graded stakes and finished 1, 2, and 11 stakes. 2 grade 1. 3rd and yet another grade 1. He won major stakes at 2, 3, and 4 every year he raced. Sprinted a mile in a brilliant 133. Todd Pletcher described Cowboy Cal as, quote, a genuine miler that carried his speed over a distance. Now, the first foals by Cowboy Cal are yearlings. Last year, after a close inspection of his first crop weaning, one of the country's most successful breeders purchased a substantial interest in Cowboy Cal. You can judge for yourself at the upcoming sales. At September, Cowboy Cal stands at Pin Oak Stud with the stallions Bob and John, Broken Vow, and Sky Classic. For more information, get in touch with Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty, Michael. Back to you, my friend.
And well, it's a great day for us, Ursula. The other thing that's really neat today is we have a bunch of antique car people coming to the farm. There were 14 Model A's in the parking lot today, along with Thunderbirds. And
I hope somebody's taking a lot of pictures. Yeah. That's great. That's fun.
And they love coming to see the old horses.
That's so nice.
I said, horseless carriages you have.
Yes.
And pretty much that's what they are. But, man, they're beautiful. Some of the old sports cars. And people are just having a ball. Beth's taking them out. And Terry's taking them out. And Ellen came in to give tours. And Martin came to give tours. We've already got probably close to 150 people already out on tours today.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's great. What's this old friend's the film?
Oh, my friend Dan Rima. And is a filmmaker from Louisville, and he's been shooting some high-definition footage for about a year.
Really?
He's got great people in it. Chris is in it, and, you know, Dr. Byers is in it. He's going to come over here and get you in it. He wants to shoot at the radio program. But anyway, he's really done a really, really good job, and he's trying to raise the rest of the money to get the film completed.
Good. That's excellent. So
you got pictures of most of the horses in here, haven't you?
Yeah.
With a biography of them and how they got to your place.
Oh, that is
Here's
so
Wallace
nice.
Station, Williamstown.
Big Willie.
Big Willie. Tenor's Way, Thunder Rumble, The Wicked North, Swan's
Way.
Yeah,
Thunder Rumble's his 10th anniversary of his Travers win. So we're going to be going up there and celebrating that.
Listen to this.
It's going to be great.
Arson Squad, who is 9, who earned over $1 million. is Michael says he's intelligent, great patient, never does anything wrong. He's been adopted by firefighter Nick Newman in the Lexington Fire Department.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
See, you're going to learn a lot reading this magazine. And at the end, it's available for $10 at our fabulous gift shop.
My
502-863-1775. We're ready to take your phone orders. The operators are standing by.
My son-in-law is a
firefighter,
captain in the fire department in Lexington.
Yeah, Nick knows him.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here Isn't comes Tom great. Evans.
This is just wonderful. I just love it. This magazine is
great. Yeah, there's Gulch. He's something.
I like Creator.
There's my mayor. Michael.
Creator is gorgeous.
Yeah, Diane's favorite, too.
I am with her.
Yeah. Come on in, Tom. Is.
These are beautiful.
Yeah, it came out great. I just really, really.
How are
great.
You?
Check Tom this Evans out, showed Tom. Up.
Great.
Have a seat.
I'm going to go. Here, Tom, have my seat. I got to go see Dr. Byers anyway.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
I will.
I loaned him my book.
Oh, I'll tell him not to
tell him not to worry. Not tell him not worry about it. I've got two copies of it.
Okay.
But he can't have it now because.
No, I'll remind him of that. Believe me.
Yeah,
I know. You're not giving him anything.
And then I gave him a copy of a book that Preston Madden gave me a few years back on his grandfather.
Oh, nice. So, I've read that book.
It's a good one.
It's a very good
Ken,
book.
Ken Hollingsworth wrote it.
Yeah. There's a book coming out on Newer that Milt Toby wrote. He just came by and showed me the cover yesterday.
Is it out yet?
No, it'll be out in a couple of weeks, but I thought he could come back and talk about it.
Get a number for Milt. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll give him a call.
Yeah, it's a really, I haven't seen the book yet, but the cover design is really good, and they like it so much that they didn't think it was going to come out till the fall, but now they're rushing up. It's going to be here in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right.
Have you met Tom Evans?
No, I haven't. Tom, nice to meet you. I know him by reputation, of course, which is fabulous.
How's Ogaijin doing?
Oh, he's the best.
No, I think we probably raised more Ogaijin foals than
is that right?
Farm in Kentucky.
He's got his own section in the magazine, of course. But look at that. He's 29.
Oh, that's a great chick.
Well, he was on the cover of something just came out.
What he was on the cover of the Weekend DRF last weekend.
Oh, yeah, last
weekend.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last Saturday, yeah.
But that's an amazing picture. I mean, I don't believe she got that picture.
At 29.
At 29?
Yeah. He's full of himself. You'd still want to breed to him. And probably he'd like that for a change.
Well, every time
still
something
got a
wins,
lot of personality.
You get a lot of calls, don't you? Mm-hmm. The people want to breed to these mm-hmm. folks. So.
Yeah, he's something. He's got a great personality. You know, Peggy Whittingham, Charlie's widow, came and stayed with us for 5 days once, and she said that Charlie was not going to bring Ferdinand to the Kentucky Derby if Ogaijin was in it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And I have a letter from Russ Harris. You know Russ Harris? He wrote about the racing for the Daily News forever. I think he started in 61. Anyway, I have a letter from him. He sent a letter and two bags of mints when we got Ogaijin home from Japan. And he said, I saw Secretariat in Seattle Slough and all these Triple Crown races. I've seen every horse race in New York since 1961. And you have the greatest racehorse I ever saw in my life.
Is that right? Since 61?
Yep.
That would cover a lot of good horses.
Yeah, Seattle Slough, Secretariat, a few others. But, I mean, he said he'd never seen anything like it. When he beat, you know, he raced against Groovy three times at three different distances, and he beat him three times. But he was scratched like 24 times in his career. I mean, yeah.
Any reason?
He had a nutty trainer.
Rest his soul.
No, I think the trainer's still alive. But, I mean, you know, it's just like... John Nehru's son. Jan Nehru trained him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hell, John's still alive. Or is
yeah.
John's, how old is he now, Tom? 100?
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah. Yeah, 102, I think.
I believe he hit the century mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still shows up at the Hall of Fame inductions.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's see, there's hope for me yet.
Yeah.
Not that I'll make the home of Hall of Fame, but
hey,
that I might show up somewhere.
If you come to our party on Thursday, the Hall of Fame inductions are the next morning. We can all go.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm not going.
Huh? Jackie will come. She doesn't need you.
Yeah. Well, it entails flying. You drive, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like me. You're chicken.
Yeah.
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 Okay. I don't want my feet
That's
any higher than this clock.
I had enough of flying when I was with the Globe.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go.
All right, Ursula. Thanks, buddy.
As a matter of fact, we're kicking you out.
All right. I don't blame you. Don't forget, you can get this fabulous magazine at your friend's gift shop. Just call Barbara and be nice to her. 502-863-1775.
All right.
Thanks, Ursula.
Well, all right. Well, last Saturday, I called her prize doll, a four-year-old filly of a pure prize, won the Ms. Brookski Stakes. The Ms. Brookski was run at a mile on the turf, but pure prize, he sired top stakes winners on every type of racing surface. In fact, he sired 7 grade one stakes winners. Pure prize is a graded stakes winner by Stormcat out of the champion Heavenly Prize, winner of over $1,825,000 and a daughter of Seeking the Goal. Pedigrees just don't come any better than that. Stands at Vinery, Kentucky, a farm with state-of-the-art facilities for the care of the thoroughbred, also in New York and Florida. Call the farm and ask about their superb record for breaking and training. It's a great place to send your yearling purchases. Boarding, breeding, breaking, training, sales prep, sales rehab, they do it all at Vinery. They even have a highly successful racing partnership program. The number to call is 455-9388. Ask for John Gasper or Steve Castanola or Francis Rillihan or Grant Williamson and see the website at vinery.com.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville studio, this is WLXT Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, Flashy Bulls has hired 37 winners in his first crop. 3 have won stakes, 3 more placed in stakes. Now, that bears repeating. 37 winners. The latest was on July 29 at Saratoga. And 6 stakes horses, including a graded stakes winner, Churchill Downs, in his first crop. Flashy Lassie is that graded stakes winner at Churchill. Beluga Bull has won 6 of his 7 starts, 4 stakes, competing in Canada. Flashy Dresser has won 3 of his 5 starts, 2 stakes. Blackie the Bull is stakes placed at Golden Gate. Flashy Kid is placed in 3 stakes. Running Bull is stakes placed at Delaware and Parks. And Flashy Bull has sired solid winners also at Santa Anita, at Belmont, at Ellis, Calder, Monmouth, Hawthorne. They win wherever they're asked to run. So if you want a hard-hitting runner in your racing stable, take a good look at the Flashy Bull yearlings at the upcoming sales. Flashy Bull is a grade one stakes winner of over $844,000, stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. The website at Airdrie Stud is airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, well, we're starting the second hour near this mess, whatever you want to call it, Horsetails. And I've got Tom Evans with me, who has Trackside Farm in partnership with Pam Clark. And where's Pam? I thought she was going to show up.
Well, somebody had to hold down the fort, so.
I knew she was going to chicken out.
She's still on duty.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Did you put her to work before you left? You know, I mean, she's.
No, she's always at work. So
Many occasions, I guess. Now, you know, Macaulay Brothers, you do business with,
right?
Macaulay Brothers, and they like to plug their clients that have raised stakes winners. And I'm forever pestering Pam down there to see if this horse, this stakes winner, has been raised down at your place. And boy, there's been a bunch of them on down, you know, in the last couple of years, I know, since they've been advertising with me.
Well, it's been a good run, and there have been some really nice horses come off the farm lately.
But prior to lately, as far as that goes, who's the best horse you've raised down there right
now? Well, I'm a little bit preferential, but I'd have to put Midnight Loot at the top of the list.
He was the fast son of a gun, wasn't he?
He was a champion, but Blushing KD was born and raised there.
Yeah.
She won the Kentucky Oaks.
Now, she was by Blushing John, wasn't she?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Out of a Roberto mare.
Yeah.
Lilac Garden.
Lilac Garden.
I think she won the, I want to say the 79 Oaks.
Uh-huh.
No, it would have been later than that. 89, maybe.
Yeah. Don't date yourself now.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, and there are several stallions around that we co-bred.
Yeah.
Badge of Silver.
Oh, he's doing very well, by the way, over at Burry Jones.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
He was a runner himself.
He was a very good racehorse, and it was unfortunate for us because that was the only foal the mare had for us. Mm-hmm. And she colicked during the next year and died.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I think he was just her third foal.
Yeah. Who owned the mare? Who bred that horse?
Badge of Silver?
Yeah.
Well, we were co-breeders with Rob Whiteley's Liberation Farm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
of course. Yeah. Now, Rob lives up east somewhere, doesn't he?
He's in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's up east.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as far as you can go up east, but it's up east. Yeah. What does he do?
Well, he has his own breeding operation, Liberation Farm.
In New Jersey?
No, his horses are all based in Kentucky.
Yeah. And you keep most of them, or is that it?
A few of them.
A few
of
them.
Yeah, but they're at other, most of them are at other places.
Yeah, spread around.
He is spread around.
Yeah. I know Boy's raised a lot of runners, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's spread a lot of good horses. Yeah. And we got associated with him through Foxfield for Carl Icahn's operation. Uh-huh. And he was managing that operation and must have been around in the early 80s, or late 80s, we hooked up with them and started boarding their horses.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I asked about Ogaijin, because Foxfield owned a large portion of Ogaijin, and we bred a lot of mares to him, had a lot of foals by him.
Is that right? Yeah. He was a bit of a disappointment, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty good brood mare sire, mm-hmm. but given his race record and pedigree, he was overall a little bit disappointing.
Yeah. Now he went to study Claiborne, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he ended up in Japan. And
correct.
Then, of course, he got, now he's an old friend.
He's back. Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, good for him.
You know, he's missing his near eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know when that happened.
No, I don't know either.
Didn't race like that, though.
No.
Yeah. Probably over in Japan it happened. Who knows, you know. Yeah. How long have you been down at Trackside?
Been there 25 years now.
Is that right?
Yes.
When did you start, when you were 12 or something?
Well, no. I worked for Lee Eaton prior to that.
Oh, my goodness.
I spent close to 7 years with Lee.
Lee was a dear friend of mine.
Yeah. And, he was my mentor as far as how you run a horse farm.
You couldn't have a better one.
And, Lee was a tough taskmaster.
Perfectionist.
But he was always very willing to explain to you why he wanted things done the way he wanted them done.
Yeah.
And sometimes the volume was turned up a little bit during the explanation. And sometimes his proximity to you was pretty close. But he was always fair. And he felt it was his obligation to teach what he knew, and he was always willing to take the time to do it.
Yeah.
So it was a great place to work, and it was a really good time to be there. You know, I started there in 79.
Yeah, over on Mount Horeb.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was just, the craziness that this business went through in the early 80s was just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, and it's...
Ended in the late 80s.
And ended around 1986, which is when we started Trackside, which was not great timing. But
How long were you with Lee?
Almost 7 years.
Okay. Where are you from originally, Tom?
Cincinnati.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackie's from up northern Kentucky, but you all look down on those people across the river.
Well, you cross the river, you know, everything changed, but I'm a Kentuckian now.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do they say, though, if you're fully in Ohio, you're an Ohio bred, you know.
Well, that would be true, yeah, but I was close to the river.
Yeah. Did you go to the river much, River Downs?
Well, that's, how I got started was my dad take me to River Downs. And
oh, was he in the horse business?
He wanted to be in the horse business. You know, I mean, he absolutely loved it. And I finally, he bought a horse at River Downs privately for $1,000. An old gelding named He's Our Pet.
Okay.
Ran him back for in a $1,500 claimer, which he won. And then it was pretty much all downhill from there. But, you know, he loved the game. And I mean, when I was a kid, you know, I thought River Downs was horse racing, you know.
Hell, I love River Downs.
And it was a great spot.
Yeah.
And I had kind of an uncle that trained and lived there. It was my grandmother's brother.
Who's that now?
Well, he was Uncle John to me.
Okay.
And that's, that's he was always Uncle John. And
I just wondered if I knew him, you know.
But, you know, he was pretty much a permanent resident there, and we go down and see him and look at his horses. And that was pretty much it. And then 1973, my dad took me to the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, I was secretariat. And that was the first time I realized that, you know, this was a lot bigger business than River Downs. And there's a lot more to it. And I started to follow it and kept an interest in it. And when I got out of school, I thought, well, I'll give this a shot. And, you know, if I don't like it, doesn't work out, I'll go do something else.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school?
Vanderbilt.
Oh, Vandy.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, Ohio and a Vandy. I don't know about that. I love River Downs. You know, right now, I don't know how long since you've been up there racing or anything, but it's a fun place to go to.
It is. It's got a really good atmosphere.
It's brats. A family.
Brats. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jackie loves the brats. Yeah. And, you know, you get in free, you park free.
Right.
You know, and there's always a nice crowd. And, you know, you can see everything, and it's pretty.
Well, the track's good, and the turf course is good.
It's probably the best course in Kentucky.
And
well, around on the circuit. It's not in Kentucky, but, you know, but it's a great track course.
Yeah.
Everything's good but the purses.
Yeah, and the occasional floods.
And, what the hell.
But maybe that's what helps the track out so much.
Maybe it does.
Yeah.
You know, might be something to that. But the purses are really, you know, I mean, they've got it. Well, maybe that's going
to
change now.
Well, they're supposed to improve. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Well, let me take a little break here and I'll get right back to you. I'm talking to Tom Evans. Well, last Sunday, Saturday, it was Monmouth, the grade two, $200,000 Molly Pitcher Stakes was won by Brush by Star, 4-year-old filly by Eddington. That same day, Allura Michelle, a 3-year-old filly by Arch, won the $100,000 Nanny Rose Stakes at Saratoga. Brushed by Star, bred by Desmond Ryan, Barry Donworth, and Ken Donworth, led all the way to take the Molly Pitcher. She'd shipped in to win the $100,000 Iowa Distaff in a previous start, and she's earned over $304,000. Eddington's also the sire of the 2012 Multiple Graded Stakes winner Secret Circle. He's earned over $1 million. Arch is also the sire of the 2012 Stakes winners Love the Way You Are, recent winner of the Grade 1 Vanity, Grade 1 winner Hymn Book, Grade 2 winner News Dad, Grade 3 winner Bobble Queen, Grade 3 winner Rothko, Monmouth Park Stakes winner All-Star Heart, and he had a Group 3 winner yesterday. I believe it was a good one. I'll have to look that up. And he's the Broodmare sire, of course, of I'll Have Another. Graded sires Eddington and Arch both stand at Claiborne. Inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, had been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek, and the Clay Ward Agency. That's a winning combination.
Well, Henry, the Navigator is the sire of 6 2-year-old winners already in his first crop this year. He's off to a sensational start at stud. All six won maiden specials and two placed in stakes. Christopher Colombo in the Group 2 Railway and the Group 2 Coventry and Infantile Bronca in the listed Marble Hill Stakes. Two others have placed, both in their very first starts. Now, Henry the Navigator was an excellent two-year-old, never out of the money, won the Group 2 Coventry and placed in two graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Phoenix. But at three, he was virtually unbeatable, especially at a mile, winning the 2,000 guineas, the Sussex, the St. James's Palace, the Irish 2,000 guineas, all Group 1. Defeated the best, New Approach, Raven's Pass. Then in his only start in the USA, he ran a memorial second, a memorable second, I should say, in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. Two Raven's Pass, a colt he defeated three times in Grade 1 stakes. The fact that Henry the Navigator's two-year-olds are coming out running comes as no surprise, and it's a great indicator of what's to come. Henry the Navigator, winner of over $2,766,000 by King Mambo out of the Grade 1 winner and champion Sequoia by Sadler's Wells, stands at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. Leading sires, potential leading sires only at Coolmore. I'm talking to Tom Evans, who with Pam Clark runs Trackside Farm down in Versailles, Kentucky. And he said, what did you study in Vanderbilt? You told me you went to Vanderbilt.
I was a biology major.
A biology major? Yes. That doesn't have anything much to do with horses.
Well, it doesn't have much.
You should have studied pharmacy.
it does have some direct application, but. The horse business is a learn as you go kind of deal.
And did you go with Lee right out of school?
No, I went to start walking hots.
Okay.
In New York for Woody Stevens.
Is that right? What did Woody have at that time?
Well, the big horse in the barn at that time was Believe It, mm-hmm. who ran third behind Affirmed and Allied Arby in the Derby and the Preakness.
Pretty close third, too.
And that's after the Preakness, Woody. Said I've had enough of those two and went to other places. We also had Quadratic, who is the same crop. White Star Line.
Now, didn't Quadratic win the Wood?
He won the Nashua. I think he was favored in the Wood, but I believe it might have beat him in the Wood. I think that might have been the one time they ran against each other.
Yeah.
But we're really testing my memory now. But, Sensational was there. And we had some nice fillies that I still see in pedigrees today. We had Cantalot, mm-hmm. which may have been the first horse that Mr. Fiatkowski bought. He bought her out of the John Olin dispersal.
Yeah, she was a good producer now.
Stefan's Odyssey Lotka. Both Grade 1 winners.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was a little bitty thing.
Was she?
And you throw a rider up on her back and that was a lot of weight for her to be packing around, but
she packed it around pretty good.
Well, she wasn't, she was a winner, but she wasn't a stakes horse, but mm-hmm. she was a half to Cannonade
mm-hmm.
out of Queen Sue Cree and she turned out to be a really good broodmare. Mm-hmm. And we also had State, who's a big Nijinsky mare that Claiborne owned. And she was a one-pace turf mare.
Okay.
And the longer, the better, because she needed the field to come back to her.
Yeah.
But she's the great grand dam of Pulpit.
Okay.
Then we also had another Nijinsky mare named Terpsichorist. And she was a Grade 2 winner. She was a good race mare. Big difference in personality between her and State, both Nijinsky mares, but Terps, of course, was as sweet as could be, and State never missed an opportunity to try to rip a chunk out of you. But Terps, of course, she's the grand dam of Union Rags.
Oh, wow.
She was a Hickory Tree mare.
Yeah.
So, it was a different time, and it's amazing when you think back. Woody, when I was with him, never had more than 36 horses. Had two 18-stall barns at Belmont.
Yeah.
And the one barn would be all the two-year-olds that would come up for Macon in the spring. And the other barn would be the older horses and pretty much all stakes horses. But
what was he like to work for, Tom?
Oh, he was great. You know, I mean, I was, 21, 22 years old when I went up there, so I was a bit intimidated by the whole thing at first. But once I realized that Woody liked to talk, and he'd talk to anybody, mm-hmm. He didn't matter if it was a prince or a hot walker. All he had to do was ask questions, and he was, glad to tell you what he thought.
Off and running. Huh?
And he was off and running, it was, we won a lot of races. And,
oh, yeah, gee, whiz. And one of the all-time greats.
It was a really good time, and it was a good time to be at the track. You know, and just those couple years that I was there, I got to see run in person, Spectacular Bid,
wow.
And Seattle Slough, yeah. Affirmed, Forego, Exceller.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was a really, really good time to be at the track.
That was wow, that's impressive, yeah.
You know, because those horses all came back at four, and some of them older, obviously. And
best horse you ever saw?
In person, I'd go with Spectacular Bid.
Better than Secretary?
Well, I'm not going to claim anything's better than Secretary, but...
Well, that's all right.
I saw Spectacular Bid run quite a bit. You know, Secretariat, the only time I saw him run in person was the Derby.
Yeah.
But Spectacular Bid would take it to him, and, he just had that high cruising speed, and he just kept on going.
Seattle Slough used to do the same thing.
He did the same thing. You know, he was more of a monster. You know, he'd come over there all worked up in the paddock and, just breathing fire. And he just couldn't wait to get out there and put him away, And it was very interesting to.
What was Spectacular Bid's demeanor? Did he lay back or?
Yeah. I mean, he knew it, just watching him in the paddock. That was the only time, I got to, see him up close. But, he knew it was business day but he wasn't, Seattle Slough would, the sweat would be pouring off of him, and you'd think, man.
He's washing out,
but he was just getting ready.
Yeah.
To do some damage.
Yeah. Well, it must have been fun working for Woody. I met him, but I've never really got to know him. But, I met him a couple of times.
But he was, he was a real horseman. We rarely saw a veterinarian in our barn. It's just a different era. And, if I was grooming a colt, that 2-year-old and his ankles were getting just a little bit, had a little bit of pressure in them, and said, "Mr. Woody, you need to take a look here at this horse's ankles." And he came in the stall and he looks them over and he goes down to the tack room and he comes back with his jar of stuff, no label on it, or all the stuff that spilled out of the jar had the label covered up, and he said, "You paint a little bit of this on air every day, when we get done training." And that was it, and the horse, and we went on from there.
Is that
no X-rays, no diagnostics, no nothing, you just.
Would you love to know what was in that jar? Right?
Yeah. It was some kind of paint, but some kind of light paint, but it did the trick,
Where did you go from when you left Woody? Did you go for any other trainers? Did you leave the race?
No, I learned a lot at the track, but probably the biggest lesson I learned was that the trainer lifestyle wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So I that's when I came to Kentucky and started working for Lee.
Yeah. I learned that real early too. I spent a couple of years on a racetrack and I could tell, now I can't do this.
Well, it was, I enjoyed it, but I was, in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And I remember my first paycheck, for a week's work, 7 days work, my take home pay was $68.22.
Well, mine wasn't that.
But I had a luxurious tack room to live in.
Yeah, right.
In addition, so
me too.
It was a good deal. I mean, I thought it was a good deal at the time, so.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't worry.
Spent all your money at the track kitchen.
That's right. Yeah.
And wasn't much left over either.
There wasn't much left. Occasionally the day before, payday, it was
get a thing
little bit of a stretch.
It'll get a little tight. Yeah, that's you're right. Looking for a winner. Is what you're doing. I remember one day leaving down at Gulfstream Park, and I had about $6 or $7, you know, last me a week or something. And I, instead of driving, I was living right over on the, right off at Gulfstream, and I walked, cut across, and was walking back. Went through the grandstand. It was before the last race, and I stopped and got out of looked in the trash barrel there and got a racing form and a program. And went on a horse, paid $18.
You were set.
Oh, yeah. I had set. Went out and had a steak that night, yeah. You know. Didn't know tomorrow, you know.
That's right.
Well, let me take a little break. I'll get right back with you, Tom. Find out what you're doing now down there. Well, Miz and Mass, the Sire 5 2012 stakes winners, Ultimate Eagle, has won the Grade 2 Stroud at Santa Anita after winning the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby and Grade 2 Oak Tree Derby last year. He's earned over $467,000. Miz Direction won the Grade 3 Monrovia Stakes at Santa Anita in the Las Ciengas Handicap and the Clockers Handicap, also at Santa Anita. She won a place in 5 other stakes last year. She'd earned over $374,000. Wicked Miz won Delaware's Go for Juan. She stakes placed in New York this year. Lord Sinclair has won 2 of his 3 starts in France, including the listed Prix Montensica. And Miz and Mass sires, of course, versatile, hard-hitting runners. He sired 3 Grade 1 stakes winners. They win sprinting, they win over a distance of ground, they've won stakes on every type of racing surface at major tracks from coast to coast. Of course, besides the USA, they've won big stakes in Canada, Italy, Japan. If you want a runner in your racing stable, buy a Miz and Mass yearling or breed a Miz and Mass in 2013. Stands at Judmont Farm. Also, there's a Grade 1 stakes winning First Defense. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, Paintner, winner last Sunday, the Grade 1 $1 million Haskell Invitational, was foaled and raised at Diamond A Farm. And Winter Memories, winner the day before, the Grade 1 $600,000 Diana, was bred by the Phillips Racing Partnership and foaled and raised at Darby Dan. That's 2 Grade 1 stakes winners over weekend, won by horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. Diamond A also bred and raised Cali Vista, winner of the Luther Burbank Handicap in California. Sensible Lady, winner of the $100,000 Jenny Wade Stakes at Penn National, was bred by Spencery Farm. The Femme Fatale Stakes, also at Penn National, went to Shrum Diddlyumptious. We'll have to find out about that name here in just a second. Bred by Liberation Farm and Aratus Thoroughbreds and raised at Trackside Farm. And the Grade 3 Molly Pitcher, winner of Brushed by a Star, was bred by Desmond Ryan, Barry and Ken Donworth, and raised over at Dell Ridge Farm. So McCullough is proud to be associated with many of the world's finest horsemen. Horsemen like from Diamond A and Darby Dan and Spendthrift and Trackside and Dell Ridge. And they'd be delighted to add your name to the list. Just call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 873-3333. The office is at 111 Broadway in Versailles, Macaulay Brothers, where it's all about the horse. Won't say something nice about Jim Fitzgerald if I can think of something nice. Jim's a friend of ours, been a friend of ours for a long time. He's got Knott Griffin Farm down in Bourbon County, and he's got the Knott Griffin sign up on his other place now. It used to be Harper's Island, he called it. Now he moved, he's got the Knott Griffin Farm sign up there also. Original place was over on 460, and the other one is on 27. Anyway, they're real close to each other. And Jim, of course, is Tom here, who came up under Lee Eaton. And prior to that, John Williams and Dr. Michael Osborne. He's, I guess he's a little older than you, Tom. He's got a farm that does boarding and sales prep and public and private sales, whatever, and quality farm help, and he can give you some just good, sound, common sense advice. That's Jim Fitzgerald at Knott Griffin Farm, Bourbon County, number 987-8032. I'm talking to Tom Evans. That's, how do you pronounce that, Scrum Diddlyumptious, or?
I suppose, you know, I don't know where the halls of through Kelly Breen have bought several horses from us, and I've had good success with them. But I do not know the origination of that name.
Did you sell that that horse at auction?
We did, as a Roman ruler, and that was bred by Rob's Liberation Farm and also Chris Elia's Aratus Thoroughbreds. Uh-huh. And we did, you know. Yeah.
Well, what now? You mostly boarding. You raise any of your own, or do you breed your own, or what?
Yeah, most of our horses are clients' horses. We do have 11 mares on the farm.
That, of your own?
Well, that we mostly co-own.
Okay.
I think if you add up all the fractional interests that we own, there's about 5 or 6 mares.
Okay.
Total, but yeah, it's spread over 11 different mares. Yeah. But most of our business is boarding business, and you know, we keep our own numbers in that 10 range.
Yeah.
And that seems to work out real well.
Yeah. Now, your brother is Robert, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And he's his farm is a contiguous property to Trackside.
Joe and George?
Correct. Yeah, okay. We just run it all as one farm.
Okay. And you run it farm?
Yes.
And, of course, he's at Churchill Downs.
Yeah. He's got another job, I think. He's got a day job that he goes to every day, so
is that
we take care of the farm.
Okay. All right. Now, he just raised a pretty good horse. I mean, he all raised at farm, of course.
Nefertini is a horse that he bred.
Yeah.
And she, 2 starts back, won a stake at Monmouth.
Yeah. I had to call her and talk to Pam about that.
And then,
yeah,
then she ran in the Molly Pitcher, ran 4th last weekend.
Nice field. Was she back?
She's an Empire Maker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's got a really nice pedigree, and she's that, I think, about 8 starts, and she has 4 wins and 2 seconds and 2 fourths.
Yeah. How many acres in Trackside?
Trackside is 320.
That's good size. Yeah. That's good size farm, and Robert's place is adjoining it.
Yeah, and it's a little bigger. Altogether, there's about 750 acres total between the 2 farms.
Uh-huh.
Of which about 600 acres are developed for horses.
Yeah. What do you do with the other?
It's just undeveloped land at this time. Yeah.
You got plans for it?
Not at the moment, you know, given the current economics of the horse business.
Yeah.
Our numbers are down quite a bit. In 2009 and 2010, you know, the horse population in Kentucky just shrunk considerably.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And it certainly did at Trackside. And, you know, our clients are all still there. They just all have less horses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's, I mean, we have plenty of excess capacity.
Yeah.
As is.
Now, you sell at Keeneland and Phasing Tipton or both?
We do. And last year we sold at both. This year we have fewer yearlings. We only have 25 that we're selling, and they're all at Keeneland September.
All of them at Keeneland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are yours? Any of them yours? Or?
Some of them are co-owned.
Well, I know that. Yeah. I'm just, yeah.
And
what do they buy?
Well, we've
sell me a yearling. What do you got?
I don't want to single anybody out because we do have clients, you know, to consider. But we've got some nice yearlings, and we've got 3 Midnight Lutes.
Okay.
I've got a Mr. Greeley. Got a nice exchange rate colt that's a half to Nefertini. There's an aftermarket filly.
Yeah.
And let me think what else. We've got a couple of horse Greeleys. We've got hard spun.
He's doing
a feeling they were going to sell. He's having a very good year.
Yeah, doing well.
We've got a couple of street bosses.
They're running, aren't they? I see them popping up. His first crop of 2-year-olds, right?
Yeah, and I think he's going to get the buyer's attention.
I think so. Sale. Yeah. I see him winning quite a bit.
Yeah. But it's a good group, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, yeah. You going to Saratoga?
No.
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 Oh, I asked Pam that, and she said no.
Well, we've sold up there, and we've had a lot of success up there. But you have to have the right horse that's good enough and fits that market. And, you know, the past few years, there's been 1, maybe 2 horses in our group that would fit that sale, but to go up there with 1 horse is a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know, and we're 11 miles from Keeneland and not that much farther from Fasig Tipton, so it's the logistics are a lot easier.
I would think so. Yeah. Your farm is kind of off the beaten path down there, isn't it? I remember I was down there one time.
Well, we are.
But I did find it. You gave me good direction.
We are just west of Versailles.
Yeah.
So we're 3 miles west of Versailles. And the farm fronts on Tyrone Road, which is the road that goes to Lawrenceburg.
Okay.
And also Steel Road runs through the two farms.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, Steel, when we're at the southern end of Steel, and you get up towards the northern end, and, you know, you run into Ashford and Diamond A and Gainsborough and Airdrie and those places.
Those are pretty good neighbors.
So, you know, we like the spot. We're back off the road. And it's a nice, quiet spot. And a lot of good horses.
Lot of traffic going by.
That's right. And the occasional train, but only on weekends. And there's a lot of good horses have come off the property. So, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in the land.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's good land down there. Good land. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you coming in.
Well, I enjoyed being here, and thanks for getting me off the farm for a little while.
Well, you know, if you don't want to go back, you're welcome to stick around. Make Pam work. It'd serve her right for not coming down here.
No, I'll head on back and get back with the crew.
I knew she was going chicken out, though. I asked her two times, I said, Pam, why don't you come in? All right. And, you know, and I could hear it in her voice. You know?
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Russell.
Good to get to know you a little bit better.
All right. Good to see you again.
Good to see you,
Take care, my friend.
You want a Coke or something on the way out to help yourself?
All right. Thank you.
Just dig in. I don't think you'll find a beer. They don't allow it on the property over here. All right. Well, it's not too late to check out hip number 132 in next week's Saratoga sales. Hip 132 is a colt by DeHare out of a daughter of a grade one winner and grade one producer. And he is in barn three. DeHare, sire of the graded stakes-winning filly Gypsy Robin, and here's for a small test crop, is a grade one winner by Awesome Again, who was represented by his 12th grade one stakes winner when Paintner won the $1 million Haskell last Sunday. And it's noteworthy that DeHare's full sister, Spun Sugar, also won grade one stakes. And did you notice that 516, a colt from the first crop by champion Invisor, finished second in the $100,000 curling stakes last Friday. And just a couple of days earlier, Holy Invador, yet another runner by Invisor, led from Flag Fall to finish to post his fourth win, taking an allowance race at Park. 516 is the second promising stakes horse from Invisor's grip first crop. DeHare, Invisor, Albertus Maximus, Intadob, Jazzle, Mooston Far, they stand at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes and check the website at shadwellfarm.com.
The official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, July 28, Monmouth Park, the Desert Vixen Stakes was won by Senator Beck, a 3-year-old filly by Artie Schiller. And that same day, the $150,000 Mystic Lake Derby at Canterbury was won by Hamlin's Terror, a 3-year-old colt, also by Artie Schiller. Senator Beck, placed earlier in the Little Silver at Monmouth, charged from dead last at the 8th pole to become the 5th 2012 stakes winner by Artie Schiller. Hammer's Terror shipped in from Woodbine, where he had won the Charlie Barley Stakes, and led all the way to take the 1 mile Mystic Lake. He was bred in Kentucky by Chad Austin Reed, and he is also placed in Keeneland's Grade 3 Coolmore Lexington Stakes and the Black Gold Stakes at the Fairgrounds this year. To date, Artie Schiller has sired 14 2012 stakes horses, including a Grade 1 stakes winner. Winner himself of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile and of 5 other graded stakes of over $2 million. Artie Schiller is by El Prado out of Grade 1 stakes winner Hidden Light, and he stands at Windstar Farm. In other stakes last weekend, the $175,000 Mountain View at Penn National was won by Toby's Corner, a 4-year-old colt by Bellamy Road. Toby's Corner has now earned nearly $900,000. It's never too early to book a mare for 2013. Call Jerry Duffy or Jenny Barnett at Windstar Farm and check the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Well, I have my good friend Steve Moody with me today, who's done the the Saratoga handicap of sheep. You can get that online at brisnet.com. Just go to it, and he's going to give you some winners. And he's going to give us today, there's two grade one stakes up there today. The Whitney and what's the other one right off the hand? The Diana, right, Steve?
No, the Prioress.
The Prioress. Okay. All right. Well, start with either one you like.
All right, so well, the Prioress is the ninth race on the card, the first one that comes up. So we'll start with that one. It was fast and firm, or at least it was up there as of about 50 minutes ago. I know there's some showers in the forecast, but so far nothing. There is a big scratch in this race, Ursel, and it really changes the way the race shapes up. The three-horse Jamaican Smoke is scratched, and it was Jamaican Smoke and Agave Kiss, who is the favorite in here, number six, who basically dueled themselves into defeat when they met a few weeks ago in the victory ride. They met 4 weeks ago at Belmont, and those two just went head and head, and they set it up for Amazon Corps to run by them. But now Jamaican Smoke is out, so that kind of that's a big change. That means Agave Kiss kind of can shake loose of this field, and I don't see anybody else that has her kind of speed. I had originally picked the four horse two indy way from Reed Baker's barn, Julian Leperu, who I thought could kind of pick up the pieces. But now, like I said, the whole race has changed, and I don't see how you can get away from Agave Kiss. I just think because she goes right to the front and going six furlongs and just says, come and catch me. So I'm going to have to switch to her based on the scratch. I think that of the closers, I mean, you've got the one horse, Amazon Corps, the four, to Inde Way, and the five, Judy the Beauty. I think they're going to be battling for the runner-up spot. I guess I'll stick with Two Indy Way as my second choice. But like I said, just that race has really turned around, Ursel, because of the scratch. So we'll go 6-4-1 in the Prioress. The tenth race is the Whitney Invitational Handicap Grade One, 750,000, a mile and an eighth. 3 years old, 3 year olds and up, in a field of nine, no scratches at least so far, and extremely well matched field, Ursel. And you've got speed in here, you've got Trick Meister, who has a tremendous amount of speed. You've got the four horse Endorsement, who looks to be overmatched, but he does have the speed to run with Trickmeister early on. And then you've got the horse on the outside, Fort Larned, who also has speed, who figures to be either on or very near the lead in here. So assuming that there's no big scratches there, I'm going to stick with my pick in here, the eight horse Hymnbook. This horse won the Don Handicap back in the winter at Gulfstream. Had a disappointing run in the Oaklawn Handicap, but has bounced back and is working well for Shug McGahey. I think that he likes the track up at Saratoga. And I think he can run down the embattled leaders in the late going. The seven horse Flat Out, he has not yet run back to his 2011 form this year. but he was second in the Whitney last year. He did get a tightener last time out, which he had to need, and I feel like Bill Mott is going to have him ready to go. Fort Larned, I give him a chance to get part of it as long as he can stay out of the speed duel. If he can maybe lay third or so, then he has a chance. If he goes up and tries to run with Trickmeister and Endorsement, then I don't think he'll be around at the finish. But if he can sit just off of him, maybe maybe hang on for part of it. The six horse Ron the Greek, who won the Big Cap at Santa Anita, won the Stephen Foster. If he also figures to be running at the end, but we're going to go with Shug's Stuart Janney's Shug McGahee with the eight horse hymn book. We'll go eight, 7, 9 in the Whitney handicap.
8, 7, and 9. Well, you 1-2 for the Claiborne side, Arch hymn book, and flat out by Flatter. So, okay. All right, Steve, we thank you very much. You all laced up for the football season?
Well, I guess so. It's, you know, I guess we're, what, about a month away. So I guess it's four weeks from tomorrow. I guess I get going. So let's see.
You know, you're not overrunning with optimism there. I can tell by your voice, but. Maybe they'll fool us. They got some young talent, you know. But
I think they do. Ursula, unfortunately, it's just you know, they've got a you know, the schedule is really not in their favor this year, and it's you know, those early games are, especially the first one, is going to be extremely important, I think, to.
Yeah.
Sort of frame how the rest of the season goes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid you're right. All right, Steve, we appreciate it. It's been Steve Moody with the Saratoga handicapper sheet. Now, I guess, what were you going to change over to Kentucky, back to Kentucky when Turfway opens?
Probably so. Yeah. We'll probably be there for the fall. Turfway, yeah. Churchill, or Turfway, Keeneland, Churchill.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. All right, Steve, thanks so much.
All right, Ursula.
And we'll talk to you a little bit later on. Okay, well, it's never too early to book a mare for 2013, for instance. It might be a pretty good idea to book now to Tis Wonderful. He was a brilliant stakes winner, too, and he's already sired a pair of impressive maiden special winners in his first crop. One at Churchill Downs, a track where Tis Wonderful posted two graded stakes wins as a two-year-old, and the other at Arlington Park. Tis Wonderful is one of two sons of champion Tisnow, who currently ranks 8th on the general sire list, to stand at Spendthrift Farm. The other is the multiple Grade 1 stakes winner, Tisway, winner of over $1,359,000. Tisway won last year's renewals of the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational and the Grade 1 Metropolitan, won an Eclipse Award. He was an Eclipse Award finalist. Now, Tisway received a full book of merit in his first season of stud this year. Also presently at Spendthrift are the stallions Arch, 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 Into Mischief, Line of David, Notional, Patio Prada, Temple City, Warriors Reward, Wilburn. Give Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Sean Fell and Ned Toffee a call. Number over there is 294-0030. And see the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, well, they are running a Whitney up there today at Saratoga, and it's not the oldest stakes well in race in the world, but it's been a pretty effective one and won by a lot of great horses. The first winner was a filly, Black Maria, and she was by Black Tony, but she was also a registered black. And currently are Bradley Breder and W.R. Cole. She raced for Mr. W.R. Cole. Full in 1923, so she won the Whitney. As a five-year-old, she was the foals of 23 was a pretty good crop. She was the same crop. Well, the other good filly that year was Edith Cavell, a filly by Man of War. Crusader was the champion three-year-old colt, and He was, of course, a man of war. Bubbling over, Derby winner was there. Hayes, Espino, Display, Chance Play, Pompey, Cantor. Anyway, it was a very, very good, crop. She was a tough race mare, Black Maria. She started 52 times, won 18 races, 14 times second, and was 6 times third, so that's 38 times in the money. Earned $110,350. She raced for 4 seasons, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Champion 3-year-old filly. She won the Whitney when she was 5. She beat Chance Shot and Whiskery that day. She ran 8 times as a 2-year-old and was stakes placed. Ran 17 times as a 3-year-old. Had 8 wins, 3 seconds and 4 thirds. 2 fourths, so she was never off the board. She won the Ladies Handicap. She won the Kentucky Oaks. She also won the Illinois Oaks. Won the Saratoga Sales Stakes. She won the Champion Philly Stakes at Belmont Park, the Twin City. She won the Aqueduct Handicap, beating Pompey, and the October Handicap. She won 8 stakes races, as a matter of fact. All of her wins as a 3-year-old were in stakes races. She ran second in the Coach and Club American Oaks to Edith Cavell. And Edith Cavell beat her in the Latonia Oaks also. And she ran second to a filly named Rapture in the Alabama. She was third in the Pimlico Oaks. And American Derby against Colts, boot to boot, and Display, 2 and 3. Third in the Huron Handicap to Crusader and Espino. The Esmere Handicap, Peanuts beat her. And ran fourth in the Wood Memorial. Pompey won that. That was her first start as a 3-year-old, the Wood. And she was also fourth in the Potomac Handicap, but she chance play won it, but she just got beat 3/4 of a length for all the money. And let's see, as a 4-year-old, she ran 15 times, 6 wins and 6 seconds. Won the Ladies Handicap again. That was in her second start of the year. She won the Metropolitan, beating the Boys in the Mud. She won the Edgemere and the Continental Handicaps. She ran second to Crusader in the Suburban. Ran second sprinting in the Carter, ran second to Mars in the Saratoga Handicap, ran second in the Merchants and Citizens Handicap, chance play beater. Osmond beat her neck in the Laurel Handicap, and she got beat a nose by Display in the Washington Handicap, and those last two defeats, one by neck and one by nose, were her last starts as a foil. Only race that she won as a 5-year-old was the Whitney. And she ran second in the Saratoga Handicap to Chance Shot, and in the Merchants and Citizens Handicap to Chance Shot again, and then she ran third in the Laurel Handicap, just got beat a neck. Osmond won that particular race. She was a really high-class filly. There's no two ways about that. Let's see, winners from the Thoroughbred Center. Since we talked to you last week, we've had 11 winners come out of here. Tommy Mills won with Storm of Energy, Steve Casey, Tommy Short, and Travis Short. Travis is Tommy's son. Sherman Mitchell won down at Ellis. Joe Williamson won a race. Alan Krupper. This is a filly. I don't know how to pronounce this filly's name. The spelling, it's a French, and it's so hard to pronounce that we've got it written down on the board up here, bulletin board in the clocker stand where we can go get it. And you want to take a stab at it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm not trying. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Spell it.
All right. It's 4 words. D-I-E-U. New word, E-T, L-E-S, new word, and then Dames, D-A-M-E-S, whatever. Alan didn't know how to spell her. I didn't know how to spell her.
Sounds like a couple of women.
Yeah.
I don't know what 2A means, A-L-E-D-A-M-E-S. A-L-E-D-A-M-E-S.
Well, hell, I could have done that.
Well, there you go. Why didn't you?
All right, the women, now I'm not through. Also, who else won? I see Alan. I had it here. Tommy Short won another one. Went up to Hoosier and won one with Swaylen Braylon. Dan Pitts, who was just down here earlier giving you a work, Jackie, tall guy, came walking in.
Yeah.
won a race. Eduardo Caramore, he won another one. And last night at the mountain, Howard Rice, everybody calls him Rusty. Rusty Rice won down at Mountaineer with a horse named Nothing Left to Lose. Last month, we had a pretty good month at the training center. We ended up with 52 winners for the month. I think the all-time record since I've been trying to keep track of it was 63 one day last fall, something like that.
Really?
Yeah. But among those 52 winners were three stakes winners.
Yep.
Of course, the first to win was Scooter Hughes. He won with... First to win was Jimmy Cargan. He won the $75,000 Cracker Jack Stakes at Mountaineer on July the 3rd, the $75,000 pot. Then the following July the 14th up at Arlington, the Grade 3 $200,000 Arlington Handicap was won by Rahi Strada. And he was, of course, trained by Byron G. Scooter Hughes. And then, let's see, on the 21st, that's three straight to Saturdays, isn't it? And the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st at Colonial Downs. The Chenery Stakes went to I'm Bound to Score. And that's trained by Troy Rankin, 2-year-old. That was on the grass. Troy's got property over on Mount Horeb. Got a nice farm over. He's basically a...
Mount Horeb, Lemons Mill, out that way.
Yeah, basically a farmer, but he's got...
that means he's
farms
got money. Cattle farmer, as opposed to...
Well, he does all kinds of farming. Our next-door neighbor works farming. He's on land down in that he's got in Bourbon County. Charles Fay, you know. Good neighbors.
Good neighbors.
Yeah.
Good people. Neighbors.
Good people. Good people on that side. And... anyway, so that was 52 winners last month. Oh, hey, I left off one of those winners. The 52nd winner was John Booker.
Good, and, yeah.
I wrote it up at the top of the page because I was going to have to go to a third page, and I didn't want to waste a whole page. So I wrote it down at the top of page 2.
Excellent.
To save paper. Anyway, so he won with... Quartesson down at Mountaineer on the 31st of July. So he was the last winner of the month, John Booker. John originally from down in western Kentucky. His family was instrumental in putting together Ellis Park back, you know, it was used to be called Dade Park many, many moons ago. Unfortunately, I can remember when it was called Dade Park. also, Jackie, our computer's up to date.
Yes, you'll have to go to the website and check out the shows. It's the guys at Lexington Computer Clinic. They are, and they want, Aaron was nice enough to come out to the house yesterday. We had a router problem. Well, I had no more chance of fixing a router problem than fly. He came out and fixed it, and we're all set up again. And Rusty tells me he has a disc that he's going to loan me to help with future uploads and all this good stuff. Anyway, it's Lexington Computer Clinic in Hamburg. They're in the Meyer Building, and their number is 263-7374. Great guys. They really, they don't quit until whatever your problem is fixed. And, I think it's brilliant. They'll stand there, and for $20, you can stand there at the counter for a half an hour and get a lesson on how to do stuff. Of course, you have
to prices are extremely reasonable.
Yes, they really are. They're great people.
And they're good.
They're good. Wonderful guys, so. Thanks to the Lexington Computer Clinic.
There you go. Out in Hamburg Place now. How can you get this, pick this up now? Ressie, do you hear me, Ressie?
UrsulEllisHorsetails.com.
Okay. Or you can go to the old, or it used
you
to be.
You can put in UrsulEllis.com and it'll automatically go.
Yeah, they fix that where that works.
But it's, I don't know how long that does. That may do it forever. I don't know. Okay.
Well, I want to thank Tom Evans for coming in. I want to thank Ressie for keeping us together here and Mary Jane down at the studio. Good job, Mary Jane, as usual. Appreciate it. And I guess we'll be talking to you all next week, good Lord willing. And I don't think he wants me, so I'll probably be back.
So far. If you behave yourself.
Okay. See, talk to you next week, and thank you.
Happy trails.